Welcome to the Work the System podcast, where we help entrepreneurs make more and work less managing their systems. And I'm your host, Josh Fonger. Today, we've got a special guest. We have Lisa Lansing. Lisa is the founder of Dynamics Business Solutions, which has proven methodologies and strategies that will help enhance your business, improve teamwork, and ultimately save time and money. After leaving the corporate world for over 20 years ago, Lisa has owned her own business and helped other business owners achieve their goals. Her background is in project management and developing and implementing processes and systems for businesses so they can run smoothly and efficiently, even in a remote capacity. Her passion is to help business owners increase efficiency, create structure, eliminate waste, and build a sustainable and scale business so that it's not 100% reliant on them. All right, Lisa, well, welcome to the show. Why don't you give us the backstory and let us know what brought you here today?
Well, thank you, Josh. It's great to be on. Wow, the backstory is quite a story, actually. I started in the corporate world at a large corporation, and I was doing proposals for government contracts, and we worked a ton of hours. And that's because we didn't really have any systems, processes in place, anything. And it came to a point where we could only do one proposal at a time. And so as a team, we decided, you know, we should put something in place to try to make this a little easier. So we ended up doing that. It took several months for us to do that as a company. And we did that in our department. And we ended up being able to do four proposals at once instead of one without increasing time or people, actually. So it actually saved time and money that way. So that led into, after I left the corporate world, I owned also an insurance and financial agency. And so I took that methodology, my own methodology at the time, kind of went into that and did that with my own business, which really helped a lot because it made everything, people were proactive. They weren't reactive to things. They knew how to, you know, talk to a client, touch base with a client. And it all comes down to, you know, to organization and how you manage your time a lot. It helps a lot with that. So I did that. And then I went into the consulting world. So we've kind of gone through two realms around the third realm of consulting. And in the proposal world, you use systems all the time. It's just how it works. You have to follow a process in order to get to the end, to get the right product to the client. So it's compliant. So I've done that. And it just says, and then just out of wanting to do something else for other businesses, I have friends that have small businesses. So I was helping them actually manage and, you know, put everything in place for them, like email management system, time management systems, just to help them get further along. And then I came across Work the System book because I thought, I wonder if there's somebody out there that does this. And so I started reading Work the System and I thought, oh my goodness, somebody who actually thinks like me, this is awesome. So I love that. For me, that was a breakthrough, right? And so as we talked, Josh, and as I was like, oh, we got to get into this and figure out what it's all about, I read the book, got on your website, and then just started down that path of like, I really want to help businesses because I see them struggling, you know, work so many hours. It's just crazy to me. And if they, you know, so I really, that's my passion. I want to help them along the way.
That's awesome. Yeah. And full disclosure is Elisa is one of our true pros. She's a certified business systems professional. She's got a lot of clients and does great, great work. And so let's talk about what that work actually looks like. So as you're working with a client and they're typically, you know, overworked and they're stressed and there's some chaos going on, and you can use a real example if you want to, where do you begin? How do you begin to help them?
Well, the first way, Josh, that I try and help them is I try and find out where their pain point is, right? What are they struggling with today? Because that's usually how the conversation starts. Is it, and I get a lot of, well, my email's overwhelming, right? I don't know how to get my email under control. I'm not good with my time. I'm very disorganized. That kind of comes into play. And then they start talking about their employees and how they're not sure how to put everything in place to make it run smoothly. So I kind of start with the organization and find out, where are you at? Where are you at today? What is your pain point? And they usually very, very helpful in telling me all this. And so we kind of start that process and kind of develop a plan. Like sometimes I will only do one thing for them just to show them this is what needs to happen. They're like, I just need to get organized. first. I mean, we're even talking down to their desk. Some people just cannot manage their desk to save their life. So we start with the small little things, right? And so kind of take it from that perspective.
Okay, so you're not trying to tackle some kind of massive initiative, new software, new websites, but just little things that are eating up their time.
Yes, because until you can get organized and have time to do the systems, you're not going to, it's still going to be still overwhelming to you and you're not going to want to do them. So why? So I say, okay, well, let's start here. Let's start with a little bit of time management. Let's put it on your calendar and let's start working through the process. And then I usually, one of the big things is people have a lot of, like I said, email systems or even personnel, right? They don't know how to onboard somebody at all. And so they're like, I hired a new employee, but now I've got to train them. So there's another 2 weeks out of my day. Mm-hmm. So I show them, so that's like a immediate. So I tell them, okay, we can actually get the employee trained a lot quicker without you having to do it all the time. Would that be of interest to you? And they're like, oh, well, yes. That way it's not taking up all their time. So I show them how to implement that process right away so they can train somebody from a week's time to maybe 3 days. And then they're ready to go and be a productive employee for them right away. So that's kind of an example of the way I've done that and helped them. But yes, small things to start out with.
Yeah, I think that's a great advice. Complicated things have trouble working. So what, let's say that you, let me go this way actually. So let's say you have a client and you're talking to them. Why don't the clients do it on their own? Like why can they not figure out how to do it on their own? Why do they need someone to help them?
That's a really good question, Josh, but I think it comes down to the kind of personality you have as well. What are your gifts and talents? Maybe you're a visionary. You're the owner of the company. You're a visionary. Your talent is not the details. And so that gets lost. So unless you have found someone in your company to actually do that, it's just not going to happen for you. You're going to continue dreaming, going about your dreams and visions, and it's never going to stick. So until you can find that person, whether it's hiring a consultant or it's hiring someone to coach you through it or someone on your team, it's just not going to happen. It just never does.
So what about actually getting results? How long does it take to actually see the results on the bottom line of getting organized and time management?
Well, every company is different and depends on how large they are, right? So I would say though, you could honestly, in a month's time, if not even, I don't even think it takes that long, honestly. I think a couple of weeks, if you can just show them a few little tweaks. I even have one task that I have people do right away that gives them a big win. Like it's a small win, but it's like huge to people. A lot of people like they get involved in their email right when they walk in, right when they walk in. And it's like, why are you looking at your email? How about we look at time management and figure out what your calendar is? So what I have them do every night before they leave is I say, you need to write down your top 3 to 5 tasks that you need to do the next day. Uh-huh. Because otherwise you get sidetracked and you're not doing what you need to do. And so they're like, oh my gosh. And so that it's like a light bulb goes off. They start writing it down and then they're like, okay, I'm good. And then they start following that process and it all works.
So let me dig in a little bit deeper on that one. So if I heard you right, at the end of each day, you write down the 3 things. Then the next day when you come to work, you start those 3 things instead of starting your email.
Yes, only because people get, we all get, either on social media or email, we're diving in first thing and it's like, but what was your goal that day? I mean, and I always, that's just one thing, but that's just one thing everybody likes to do, that top 3 to 5 task list, because then you're not wondering the next day, you come in, you got piles on your desk and you're like, you go right to the pile. No, you train yourself to go right to that task list. And then we can do what you said, like the email thing. Put that on your calendar, you know, get on it for 30 minutes and shut it down. My goodness, we could all live on email all day long, but we don't do that. We need to schedule a time. We're either on it in the morning, at lunch, dinner time, whatever. So there's lots of systems all evolved around this, like with your time, organization, all of it.
So why don't you tell us about, if we're talking about systems, tell us about a system, either a system you use that's helped you be more productive or a system that you like to create for clients.
Okay, let's see. That top 3 to 5 is one system. That's just a tiny little thing. But yeah. I think what I've found is email is a big deal for people. I do have a client that has a kitchen remodeling company that actually I'm working through this. This is like the second round with them. You know, kitchen remodeling companies have vendors and clients and deliveries, and they can't keep track. It's just, it's a lot, right? They don't know when something comes in. So I've helped develop an email system for them. And I use the same thing myself. I use, like, I'm an Outlook person, but I use folders or Gmail, whatever. I use a lot of folders and rules in Outlook that say, okay, this person came in and it goes into that folder. So I'm not looking around for when did that order come in. You know, you could have an order received folder, whatever. You develop the system for that company. And so I did this for this kitchen remodel company, and we actually tracked it because I wanted to see like how much time we saved. And we took the email system, and on a 30-day remodel job, which, you know, usually those go over, right? We saved them like 20 hours just on emails that week, because on that month, because their ROI was big. They're like, oh my goodness, I had all these folders. I wasn't running around like a chicken. And so they ended up increasing 20% in profit just because they had things in order and organized. And they're like, oh, there we are. I've got all my folders. I know that I need to go pick up that cabinet today. I've got to get back to this customer. And they just kind of, they've got to learn how to organize it, right? But that's what we teach them. But that's a one big way that I've been able to help people.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, when we do communication systems, and you know, communication guidelines, a big piece of it is how is the company going to manage their email? And so that, I can see that one being an essential one. That's a great, great story. So what's one thing you want to leave the audience with that I did not ask you a question about?
I would say don't procrastinate anymore. I think the big thing is business owners just need to get started. They need to realize that whether they want to do it themselves or they want to hire somebody, they need to make that decision and just make the decision to start. Because if you don't just start, you're not going to go anywhere, right? You really need to just start with the small things and then work your way up. Cause it doesn't have to be that overwhelming, but I think people make it too complicated. So I'd say simplify it, which is what I tell business owners all the time. I'm like, simplify, systematize so that you can scale your business. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that makes sense. Because if you make it simple, organization, get time management under control. Now we can start building the system so we can actually go about our day and get it done. And then you're going to scale without even trying. You're going to spend less time, less money, less errors. Your employees are going to be happier. You're going to be happier all the way around. So that's the one thing I would leave them with. And I also have something I told you, I think I mentioned, I do something I call an intensive. And that means you handle one problem with somebody in a certain time frame. And that's just that one problem, whatever's the most crucial to them at the time. And what I'd like to do, Josh, is offer your Work the System audience a 30-minute session with me to just handle one little problem and they could see how it might work for them. So I'd love to offer that to them. And the way I'd like to do that right now, I'm just going to have them email me. It'll be a lot easier because it'll come straight to me. At lisa@bdynamics.com. And if they email me or go to my website, bdynamics.com, they can fill out a contact sheet and let me know that's what they want. And I'd be more than happy to do like a 30-minute free session for them.
Awesome. Okay. So lisa@bdynamics.com, and shoot you an email. And then I love this idea of one problem, let's get a solution, intensive session. And the price is right. So I think that's a great opportunity, Lisa. And people can also go, you mentioned your website, Lisa, is it bdynamics.com?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. Okay. So that's where people can find Lisa. Everyone, she is a true pro at systems. I've been working with her for a long time now. And she knows the material well, and she's been doing this a long time, even before she met me, certainly. Mm-hmm. And so there you have it. Lisa, thanks for making the time this Friday. Have a great weekend. And thanks everybody for joining us today on the live stream on Facebook. We try to do this once a week every Friday, so you can join us here to enjoy the show. Also, we put these things up on our podcast, on YouTube, on our email. And if you were here at the beginning, we're giving away a copy of that book right there, Work the System. Going behind me. If you leave us a review, we will be mailing out a copy to anyone who leaves us a review and sends a picture of that review. We pick one name out of a hat a week. And so you could be the lucky winner. Otherwise, you can get the download of the book at worklesssystem.com. And we'll see you all next week. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.